it's time for our weekly visit with the head coach of the Maine Black Bear football team, Nick Charlton. Good Monday afternoon, Nick.
Good afternoon, Rich.
A tough one there on Saturday for your Black Bears against a quality opponent. It was a pretty close game for a while, and then things went south in a hurry with a big injury and a couple of big plays on their part. You've had a chance to dissect the tape and take a look at things from your perspective a couple of days later. What happened to the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough game. Sorry, I apologize. I lost my voice over the weekend, so that's why I sound this way.
That's okay.
I mean, you know, it's a great team and a great atmosphere. We went down there too. We got the players, you know, prepared for it with the noise and things like that. And I think that, you know, anytime you lose your quarterback early in the game, that's obviously always difficult. And I thought Derek, you know, really responded, did some really good things. You know, I had said it all camp that we had a lot of confidence in him and felt like he was going to do a really good job when he was getting called upon. It's always tough in the middle of the game like that, similar to what Joe had to go through against Richmond a couple years ago, you know, without having a week to prepare. But I thought overall he handled it pretty well. You know, we just didn't execute, and then I was disappointed in the second half, you know, mostly. So the first half we had a drive going with Derek after Joe went out and ended up taking a sack that, you know, took us out of range, and we were moving the ball in their territory. And we were only down by 10 at that point. So felt like we were able to withstand at the time, and then they had a really good scheme and a really good plan for some of the things that we do, and we got to disguise some things better. They did a good job getting wells open and throwing some RPOs and getting the ball on the perimeter. You know, they really didn't run the ball that much until later in the game when they needed to, but they threw it pretty well. Obviously, the quarterback's very talented. So it was a difficult loss, you know, not up to our standard. Very disappointing in the second half. You know, I thought we'd respond better than that, and I think it's another learning experience, you know, playing another great opponent like that. At their place, you know, you got to take away what you can from it. And, I mean, there was positives, but at the end of the day, you know, that's not close to what our standard is. That's not what we want. And I don't really care who we're playing, whether they're ranked or not. That's not how we want to put a product on the field. So, obviously disappointed, but we've moved on, and now it's on to Merrimack.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Derek. Looks like he will be in there as starter again this week. I thought he played well. I thought he showed good poise back there. I think, and we were talking about it during the broadcast, one of the toughest things, because it's hard to replicate it in practice for a young quarterback, is to have that sort of sense of timing and to know when the pocket is collapsing and you've got to get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you play your first real snaps, you know, you played a little bit against Villanova in the spring, but, I mean, he's a redshirt freshman, and to step into that environment, I think he really handled it pretty well. You know, he really only made one mistake, and even the interception was a nice play by them. You know, they were bringing pressure late into that game, and they made a play. But, you know, Derek mentally was pretty solid. There was a couple throws that we missed on and things like that. And that's all about timing. You know, we had Dre on a double move early in the game and a couple things like that. But I think Derek overall managed the game pretty well, you know, considering the circumstances. And you know, we got to be able to get a little more rhythm, run the ball, you know, with him, especially in that situation where he hasn't had all the practice time to do it. But he's poised. He's very intelligent. He has a strong arm, and he has the ability. He knows where to go with the ball. Again, there was very few mental errors on his part. So we're very confident about Derek. He had a great training camp. You know, obviously we want Joe to have a quick recovery, and we, you know, I think we dodged a bullet there with what looked like a really bad injury. But he's going to be out indefinitely right now, and he's going to be supportive, and we're ready to go with Derek.
You mentioned the defense, and again, when you give up 55 points, it is what it is, but you right. Stop some pretty good running backs, and they've got so many guys that can run, but for the most part, you shut that down. They weren't able to run up the middle. They weren't able to get outside, but Johnson just had a heck of a game at quarterback and big plays. That was certainly some backbreakers there, a couple of those big ones.
Well, they had a really good plan. I mean, you got to give them credit. Like, they did a good job matching their guys up and getting us in formations where they could get isolations and one-on-ones, and I thought they took advantage of them. You know, we could do a better job, like I said earlier, on some disguises and things like that to try to take the quarterback off where he's going pre-snap, because, you know, he had real control of the offense and an understanding where he was going with the football. And I thought that, you know, they have a very talented wide receiver core. So it turned into all throws pretty much. Again, most of the runs came late in the game. We actually outrushed them at the half, but, you know, it didn't matter. It was 24-0. And they threw the ball at an elite level throughout the day. And so we got to clean that up. You know, there's certain things looking at coverage-wise. And obviously, there's things that we have to correct. You know, anytime you give up 55, like you said, I mean, it's not. You know, we could sit here and talk about good things, but at the end of the day, that's not good enough. It's not even close. So I think if we move the ball and are able to operate and we're able to get this thing going, like I said, we got to form the offense around Derek like we do with any quarterback. And then defensively, we can't let when teams try to match us up and things like that. Can't let that hurt us. We got to make plays. We got to have great technique. And I thought we just needed to do a better job of that as a whole on Saturday.
Well, let's talk about this week's game back home at Alphon Stadium to play host to Merrimack, who all of a sudden looks like a different team than we expected in preseason after they beat a Holy Cross team that had knocked off UConn.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that jumped off the tape, you know, and I think Coach Curran does a really good job down there, is that they played really hard. You know, that was the one thing. They throw the ball a lot on offense. You know, there's a lot of run-pass options, but also drop-back pass. I mean, they're probably similar in that aspect. You know, I think that's, you know, something we're going to obviously be looking at. But they're going to throw the ball. And when you look at defensively, I thought they just played really hard. You know, and Holy Cross is a great team, and they're very well coached. They have a lot of respect for Chesney. But I thought Merrimack kind of took it to them a little bit in that game, just watching the film. You know, they played really aggressive. And the nice thing about coming off of a very difficult loss, probably the only nice thing, is we're not taking anybody for granted. You know, there's no drop-off, you know. And I had the conversation at a team meeting the other day. I'm tired of hearing about what we can do and what we're capable of doing. I'm tired of hearing about the schedule and all the challenges that exist there. I just want to hear about what we're going to do and what we're doing. Because at the end of the day, we don't make the schedule. You know, we just show up, we play, we coach, that's what we do. And we need to play and coach up to our standard. And at the end of the day, this is going to be a football team that's going to come off. They're coming off a big win. They played really hard. If we go out and execute, we'll be just fine. But we got to go do that. And fortunately, we're back home, which we're excited about. It should be a nice day on Saturday to get a great crowd. And we're excited to put a great product on that field because our players want to get back out there really bad. But we got to go through practice and prepare the right way. But, I mean, I'd be remiss not to say I want to get back out on this field.
the sooner the better, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to go today if they wanted me. But at the end of the day, we got to prepare. That's part of the championship mentality is just take it day by day. And Saturday will be there when it's there. So we got to prepare. We think we have a good football team. But like I said, I don't want to talk about what we can do. I want to go do it.
There you go. Nick Charlton, head coach of the Black Bears. Have a great week of practice. We'll see you on Saturday, Nick.
Thanks, Rich. I'll see you.
Thank you. Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football with us. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing? That's their specialty. Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.